Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake, wake, wake up out of your sleep, wake up out of your sleep, wake up, I command you in the name of Jesus, wake up. Wake up out of your sleep. Wake up out of your sleep. The Lord told me to tell you, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up. Stop crying and wake up. Stop worrying and wake up. Stop fretting and wake up. God's getting ready. To get ready, to get ready, to get ready. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! In the balcony, wake up! In the closet, wake up!
You're rocking with the best. The best.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, 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 everybody. How are you doing this morning? It's the time for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. What's going on, everybody? I know it's a beautiful morning out here. 11 minutes after 8 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. What's going on, everybody? I know everybody has been up all night. Everybody's been protesting all night and everything. They was protesting out here in Vegas and it got violent and everything like that. Yo, y'all need to stand down. It's a way to protest without having to be violent. All right? You know what I mean? So everybody should just, you know, protest and everything. Stop wanting to fight the police. I know you upset with the police. Police been beating our ass and everything and killing black folks for years. You know what I mean? And there is a way to go about it. But right now, everybody's hostility and wanting to put this aggression towards the police ain't gonna do nothing but get you hurt or get your family members hurt or get your homies hurt that's out there with you. It's a way to protest and do it in a calmly, respectable way. So, big shout out to everybody that's out there. You know, yes, you're right. Black lives do matter. You know, no justice, no peace. You know what I'm saying? This is for George Floyd. You know, he was an activist in his community. You know what I mean? And it's sad when we have to move people to the hands of policemen. Now, they have passed a law to where we can govern the police. You can't let the police hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Because we are human. We do have human rights. It's not about color. It's about human rights. It's about a man saying that he can't breathe and you're going to put your knee on the back of his neck and everything. You know what I'm saying? And this is far from not over, people. This is far from not over. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to speak on it this morning because it's a lot been going on. Like I said, you know, they are reopening the economy. So big shout out to everybody out there that's getting back to work, you know, getting their unemployment and everything like that. And it's 27 million people unemployed in the United States. That is a lot of people without work. 200,000 people went back to work last week. You know, as of midnight last night or Thursday night, all the bars opened up, all the clubs opened up, all the restaurants opened up where you could go in and sit down and eat, you know. There's a lot of things reopening and things like that. We'll get back to normal, like they say they are. A lot of things are different. The politicians, the politics and everything, they're talking about canceling an election for us to delegate a new president. You know what I mean? So y'all, we gotta work together, we gotta stick together. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. We got a hell of a interview this morning with my girl AZ, you know, Azazla Zatanica. I call her AZ because her first name always fucks me up and everything. So I call her AZ. You know what I'm saying? This is my girl, Azalea Zatanica. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get her to pronounce her name right and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I love this girl. She's been rocking with me for a long time. I've been rocking with her for a long time. We wanted to do this interview today. You know what I'm saying? And break you some of her music. Now, you can expect her to be on the up-and-coming mixtape. She's got a couple of mixtapes that she's being featured on. You could also expect to see her a little far. You know, I'm going to give her a write-up in the magazine and everything like that there. She is a part of the Unsigned Hype alumni. You know what I mean? She's been doing her damn thing. She's out there in Chicago doing her damn thing. Working, I'm very proud of her. She's working, doing her music still and everything, because a lot of women get the job and then they, you know, and they figure they're gonna stop working and stuff like that there. So I know I've been trying to get a lot of her music uploaded. I'm having technical difficulty today. So right now we're going to rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Devil, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for another day, for another morning, for another beautiful day. You know what I'm saying? To be above ground, Jesus, and walk around and be able to praise your name and share the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen. 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 So listen, y'all, it is 8:16 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Is your city and your state reopening up to the economy? Hit us up at 657-382-0199 and let us know what's going on. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We about to wake up, y'all. I know a lot of people still waking up. Hell, I'm still trying to wake up, you know what I'm saying? But listen, y'all, we're going to do it like this, y'all. We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back and everything, and talk to you in 2 and 2. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast.
You're doing well. You got it
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show. Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Just get real!
The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Everybody's out protesting every day, all this weekend and stuff like that. You guys, you can protest, but protest safely. You know what I'm saying? It's not worth fighting with the police and everything. You know what I'm saying? This is what we're trying to prevent. We are not trying to get someone else to have to suffer the consequences that George Floyd suffered at the hands of the police. So, you know, you guys, I know they was out here protesting last night out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it got violent. They wanted to start fighting with the police. They wanted to start throwing things. You know, yes, I agree with you. Fuck the police. Yes, the police been fucking up for a long time, but it's a way to do it and to get them justicely, not injusticely. If we go about it the way that they're doing it, we're just doing the same thing that they're doing. So listen, y'all, if you got something to say, hit us up, 657-383-0199. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, the Saturday show, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to pay some more bills.
Everybody been waiting on that baby, man. I mean, it like ever since baby on baby drop, man.
Ever
like,
since baby on baby drop,
ain't nobody drop shit. Let's go, ha. I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving. That whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a millie, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas?
What?
What's your name? Get the fuck out the spot, nigga. I'm trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up, couple meal on my plate.
Let's eat.
I'm investing in real estate.
Uh-huh.
I just went and gave my mama a hundred.
Uh-huh.
Probably won't hear me open my mouth, bless you hear me talking about finding some money.
Let's go.
As soon as I found that, I flipped that.
Flip.
I'm a little bit different, they get it.
They did.
No, I'm stiff on the bitch and she dig.
Trying to find out why baby ain't all in the mentions.
No, she ain't get no DM from me.
Bitch.
This rich nigga dick, it ain't free. She be throwing that at, yeah, she good at it. Turn around when we fuck, make her look at it. She like, ha, I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving. That whip had a cop in it.
Okay.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it.
Yeah.
I got me a millie, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
I'm unorthodox than a motherfucker. Hey, when you gon' switch the flow?
I thought you never asked.
Niggas ain't fuckin' with me and ain't bout what the fuck they be rappin' bout, what they look scary ass.
But to each his own, nigga.
Huh.
If you like it, I love it. No big,
no big.
That boy say he get money.
Oh, really?
How much they just cut you a check for?
A million.
I'm going back to Cali like big.
Go back.
About to go get a pound just to smoke.
I smoke.
They told me to come work on my album. I'm tryna go find out the price on the boat.
Okay.
My little bitch act like Megan Thee Stallion. She get on with Nasty, she driving the boat.
Drive the boat.
All this shit that they making be boring.
Give me something to bop while I ride with the pole.
Here you go.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay. I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving. That whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a millie, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Like this shit for like, you know, the sophisticated ratchet hoe, you know, the ones that go to work by day, then, you know. Dance in the mirror by night.
Ha! I needed some shit with some
okay,
bop in
let's
it.
Go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving. That whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a millie, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas?
What's your name?
Get the fuck out the spot, nigga.
Fuck.
Trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up a couple meal on my Wake up! Stop crying!
Wake up in the balcony. Wake up in the closet. Wake up.
What's going on, everybody? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. You know what I'm saying? It is 8:32 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it is time to get into our artist spotlight interview. Like I said, this morning we interviewed a young lady who's been doing the damn thing in the game for a good little while. Met her through somebody else, and everything like that, and we connected and started working together. You know what I'm saying? People think when I'll be working with people, like I'm trying to get at these women and shit like that. And it's like, nah, bro, I ain't got to do that. You know what I'm saying? And you do good business with people, people will come back and do business with you. All right? That is one of my mottos here in the entertainment business, especially in the music business. Do good business. People remember that, and they come back. They want to do more business with you. They want to promote with you. They want to be on your shows. They want to play. They want you to play their music and things like that. So I wanted to bring her on the show. Excuse me. Of course, this is the Wake and Bake Morning Show. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. If you up waking and baking, y'all know this is brought to you by my dispensary, 420 Dispensary, 420 Era. Las Vegas, Nevada. If you're ever in Las Vegas, all right, and you need your smoke and everything and your edibles and all of that stuff, go to 420 Dispensary, 420 East Sahara and Paradise, right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tell them Fat Man West Coast sent you, and it is the home of the 2 grams for $20. All right, get 2 grams out the door. Go on and handle your business. Get your smoke on, all right? You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you know what I do in the morning and everything. But, yo, hit us up 657-383-0199 to Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with our special guest. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring her in right now. I call her AZ, all right? Now, you got to... You know, you got to understand where, you know, the reason why I call her AZ. You know what I'm saying? If anybody knew anything about the rap game or anything like that, it was an artist out called AZ. He's still out doing things and stuff behind the scenes and everything. But you had to understand his type of flow was, it wasn't rapid fire. It wasn't this mumble rap and this and the other. You could hear him clearly. Whatever he said, how he put it, how he pronounced it, pronunciation. He was very, very anal on pronunciation. That was his thing. He wanted to make sure the people heard what he was saying and everything like that. So that's why I gave her the nickname AZ, because you could hear what she's saying. You could hear her words. She could paint you a vision. She could give you a video in her songs and everything like that there. So with no further ado, let me bring her... right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to give her a big Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show welcome to my girl AZ. Good morning. Wake your ass up.
That is one beautiful good morning. Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm feeling great, blessed. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We've been looking forward to this interview. Let me turn this music down so people can hear who you are, what you're saying. And everything. We've been looking forward to this interview for a good little while now. I know we made this interview, we set this interview maybe like 2 weeks ago or something like that. Been looking forward to this interview, looking forward to you being on the show. I know you're out there in Chicago and everything right now. You're out there in the Windy City doing your damn thing and stuff like that there. I'm going to give you the time. Matter of fact, let me stop this music and everything so I can give you the floor so you can introduce yourself to the world. We're going to get in. We're going to get your stats in just a minute so we know how many people are listening to this radio show right now. But right now, I'm going to give you the floor, sweetie, and you introduce yourself to the world. Tell them who you be, what you do, what you about, and what the hell it is. One, two, three, go.
Okay, well, I'm Azazla Zetanica. That's A-Z-A-Z-L-A. And Zetanica, of course, I'm an artist, a mother.
Yes, yes.
You know, I'm just a grinder. And I did want to touch bases on you calling me AZ because that's what everybody seems to call me. My best friend, her name is Nyshear. We call her Nyz.
See?
It's just funny. It's AZ and Nyz. Everybody call
her. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. That's like, you know, that was the group, you know, AZ because they was with the firm and everything.
Right.
Foxy Brown, everything, you know, and it was just like, you know, there was a time when I seen you upstage and then I was hearing your music and I said, that girl, damn, I said, that it reminded me of AZ and the firm and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your shit was together. Don't necessarily mean everybody that was with you shit was together, but your shit was together. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay. So, yeah, that's how I came up with that with that analogy and that nickname, and then I didn't want to be the type of guy to just fuck your name up in your face. Be like, yeah, Zaza, yeah, Zaza. So I had to come up with something. So it'd be like, oh Lord, if I'm on one of them nights, it'd be like, AZ, there we go. Yeah, how you doing? And
yes,
everything.
I'm definitely pretty good.
So that's good. That's good. Listen, you got 27,996 people listening to you right now. 27,696 people. Okay. 27,696 people. We got the United States coming in at 61.93%. Unique Kim coming in at 22%. Spain coming in at 10.83%. South Africa coming in at 1.63%. Germany coming in at 0.69%. Germany has moved up because they was at like 50%. Now they're at 0.69%. We also have Angola in the building. Namibia in the house. Of course, South Africa's in the house. Spain. United Kingdom, who else is this? France is in the house. Germany is in the house. Poland is in the house. Belarus is in the house. Ukraine is in the building. Finland is in the building. Sweden is in the building. Oh boy, Sweden is in the building. Turkey is in the house. Mongolia fell off. They was really one of the top tens for a good little while. They kind of fell off and everything. Australia. My Aussies out there. Of course, Canada is in the building. You know what I'm saying? Brazil is coming in real strong. They highlight the countries in blue on my board and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you got a lot of people listening to you right now, AZ. You know what I'm saying and everything.
That's beautiful. Hopefully, I can touch bases in these countries when the pandemic ends.
Oh, of course. That's the plan. I figured the best way. And I know. Me and y'all gotta realize, me and AZ, we talk. Y'all gonna catch us talking like y'all ain't even on the damn, like we ain't even on the damn show and shit. But me and her be talking, and we've been talking about her doing a virtual reality performance coming up. I honestly think every artists right now should be thinking about that, you know what I'm saying? Because you have to understand that the year or the day of touring and going to the stadiums and things like that are going to be obsolete for the moment. Okay, so you have to come up with a plan B. I honestly believe when you die. Now, y'all gotta understand, I've been following her. I'm also a fan of hers, and I look at her stage show and things like that, you know what I'm saying? And you know, everybody can always be better, but she's always on point. You know what I'm saying? It's just that it's time to kick that shit up a notch. So a lot of pictures I was looking at yesterday and everything. So we're gonna be talking about that, getting her a virtual reality show performance jumping off, you know, on a consistent basis on her Instagram channel and everything. But sweetie, kind of tell people, I know I wanted to say, I want to give a big shout out to you and everything. You're working now, you're taking care of that little, you're taking care of that little, got a little girl, right?
Oh no, I have big kids. I have a son and a daughter.
Okay.
And so, all right.
They're not little. Okay, that's good. That makes it even better. That way they can move around with mama and stuff
like
that.
They definitely gonna be in the hotel and stuff when we tour.
yeah. Exactly. But tell people, you know, what got you started in all this? What was your inspiration to get you started in all of this?
Well, I've been in tune with music since I was a little girl, but unfortunately, I wasn't allowed to listen to the music that I wanted to listen to.
Okay.
And I wasn't allowed to watch music videos either. You know, my dad was very strict growing up, so it's just crazy that his strictness made me become an artist.
Okay.
Because I was, I was aside from a lot of things, but what really got me into the studio was me already being a poet, because I did poetry in school. And when I started, you know, mingling with other people, and then I got with some guys, and they were rapping in studios, and some of them had it, most of them didn't have it, but I was like, yo, you know, like, that beat right there sounds cool with this poem I wrote.
Okay.
And so that's kind of what kicked it off, you know, and I just started doing that. So that's what I started before. Yeah.
Now being a woman, and coming up, just like you said, because it's getting to where a lot of you women are more colder than these guys are in, with this music and everything. Did you run into that a lot growing up? You was better than some of the cats on the block?
Nah, why you gotta say that? Like I said, some people had it, some people didn't.
Right.
We don't put nobody
down, but ain't nobody else gonna toot your horn but you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everything like that there.
I mean, I got a different flow and I got a different cadence, a different style. So, you know, they was good for whatever genre they was trying to portray or, you know, yeah,
you didn't make it sound any better by cleaning it out, whatever genre they was trying to portray, they was all right at that point.
They were good. I've had a couple artists that's monsters. Like, they really, really good at what they do. The ones that's not so good at what they do, I kind of don't entertain. I just be like, oh, yeah, that's nice. You know, well, you can do this.
Right.
Like, you might try to be helpful, but it's only so much you can do because people are very picky about their craft. So you can't really.
Okay. Okay, now I can agree with you on that, but are we hurting them by entertaining it? Because you know me, you know I'll cut a nigga off. Look, play, I ain't got time for that shit. And it's in the other, you better come with some heat. And then, you know how we was with me and you was hanging out. And you was like, damn, fat man, you don't even want to listen to. I don't want to hear that shit. If the first four sentences don't catch me, I'm good and everything. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way. So
yeah,
are we hurting artists?
Are
we hurting artists by entertaining that, by going, you all right, and going the other way? Or should we tell them the truth?
I mean, I believe truth is what makes them better, because, you know, truth do hurt. So it can make, if they're serious about their craft, they're going to try to do whatever to improve. But then again, you got people like Prince, who everybody said he sucked, and he was amazing. It was just different, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like what may not be catchy to our ears may be catchy to somebody else's.
Not trying to throw no shade,
but when I heard Blueface, I'm like, what is that? And then he became catchy to everybody, you know? So you just never know.
Yeah, that's true. No, I agree with you. It's not throwing shade. It's telling the truth. because
it's my truth, though.
It's telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I tell the truth, because if you're sitting there, and I've been sat there in front of a Clive Davis or you know, in front of a Rick Rock or E-40, they're not going to bullshit you and sugarcoat shit. They're going to tell you, look here, man, you need to go work on that and try me back again some other time and this, that, and the other. But right now, that's not what we're looking for. Or you just don't have it, what we're looking for, and things like that there.
Right.
I would rather for somebody to tell me that straight up front than to tell me, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, that's nice. And everything like that there.
Right.
Now I'm here. I'm back again with that same bullshit because he said it was nice when I know I need to step
right.
my game up. You know what I'm saying? And I noticed with a lot of artists, they, you know, I mean, I'm sensitive about my music. You know what I'm saying? But constructive criticism and criticism is good, whether if it's bad or good, because it makes you go back to the lab, go back to the drawing board and rewrite that or represent it or remix it or remaster it or anything like that. Do you believe that artists need to reinvent themselves at a certain time in their career if it's not working?
I had to reinvent myself from the time I had a distribution deal with Warner Music Group, and I went by a different alias named Female Assassin. I had to reinvent myself, period, because everything that I did under that name was owned by someone else, you know what I'm saying? So
gotcha.
I had to reinvent, have a different style. You know, back then I was horrible with the game and shit. Like, I was hanging out with the guys, and, you know, I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
So when I'm on the west side of Chicago running around with the shooters, my rap was a little more different. And now that rap I used to do back then, I no longer like now, because I'm a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So now my whole flow is different. My topics is different and everything. So, yes, I do agree that artists need to reinvent themselves. They have to go through transition. Can you say that?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I agree with you 100% there. You do have to grow, and it has to show in music. I know, as much as we've talked about rights and copyrights and this, that, and the other, I'm in a kind of a pickle right now. I just found out, my people just found out doing some research, because I'm getting ready to re-release and remaster some music and re-release it. I just found out that a record label that I was dealing with back in 2012 didn't release some of my shit. And it's been out.
Oh, wow.
They've been getting 99 cent a download for it, but yet and still it was like I never got any paperwork. I never got notified or anything like that. So I understand what you're talking about. It happens to people in this game if you got to stay on top of things. So, yeah, I do understand what you're saying about reinventing yourself and representing yourself in a different light, in a different stature. The people that you hung out back in 2012 ain't the people that you hang out with now. The situations that you were with back then in 2010 ain't the situations that you're dealing with now. Does that help you with your writing, or you're not one of those artists that get a, you know, I had an artist on the other day that said, I ghostwrite for 4 or 5 different people. I went, really? Who you ghostwriting for, homie? Because yours sound like shit. So if your shit don't sound good, who are you ghostwriting for?
Shut up.
You know what I'm saying? I just had to keep it real with the nigga and everything. Cause it's like, okay then, player. You know, because he tried to tell me that, you know, I said, well, what is your method of writing? And you can answer this for me, AZ. I asked him, I said, what is your method of writing? He told me, he said, well, I get in the booth and I freestyle everything. I said, wow, okay then. So how do you copyright that? I said, is it a device that you spit into? Because Pro Tools do have a device where you can spit the words into it and it'll print it out on the screen. And you can run it off, you know, make a copy of it and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, no, he spit it and then he put it in the Library of Congress app.
Mm-hmm.
When the fuck
mm-hmm.
the Library of Congress came up with an app? I don't know.
They don't have no app.
Okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
But okay then. He spit it into the app and I sent it right to the Library of Congress and it gets copywritten like that. I said, wow.
He must have meant he went on to the website, but you still can't do that. It's still paperwork that has to be filled out. You still have to send money to them. Like, nah, that's not legit.
You know what? I'm tired of these artists coming to me and putting 10 on top of 20.
You know
what I'm saying?
You're actually the person that taught me about the double pay on performance royalties. Because I remember you told me in Vegas, you was like, the venue that pays you, you also get paid by your publisher for performance royalties. I ain't know nothing about that until you told me that. So thank you for that.
People miss out on a lot of money.
A lot of money, yeah.
You're supposed to get paid from your promoter, whatever you and that promoter negotiated. You still make that phone call to BMI, ASCAP, CSAC,
and let them know you're performing.
Let them know that you're performing. Give them all of your performance dates. People forget Las Vegas is an entertainment tax paying city. Everybody pays entertainment tax. Even the 7-Eleven pays entertainment tax because of the city that it's in. So this is why when you're out here in Vegas, you see with people, you remember when you was out here, people was talking about, oh, we performing up at Boost Mobile, whatever, you know, what the cell phone.
That's a good check right there.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, then that's cool. But you know, Boost, the reason why you can perform at Boost Mobile, because Boost Mobile pays the entertainment tax, which automatically goes to the entertainment industry. Because we're in an entertainment industry town. So I didn't understand why I didn't understand that night when we was at the club, the beauty bar, and all them cats there performing, but wasn't nobody getting paid?
I thought all of them was getting paid, no?
No. Did nobody get paid? And nobody get paid.
Wow.
Shit, I thought
that night was connected to Live Nation because they said Live Nation was there, Dog Pound was there, everybody was there. I thought it was
really
interesting.
Me and you took over the stage. Where was they at?
Man, everybody was on stage with us. I don't know.
I'll put it to you like this. I didn't see Dog Pound. I didn't see Corrupt. I didn't see Daz. I didn't see I see half of them niggas. I know. I didn't see them. They wasn't there, and that's everything.
No,
all
them
I see.
The day before.
Okay.
I seen them the day before with Bishop Don Juan. That when they had that performance. I forgot where that was at, but that wasn't at that event.
Okay. Or it wasn't at that event. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And everything, which brings up janky promoters. And everything.
Yes.
How many do you still run into janky promoters?
Actually, I don't because I don't deal with people no more.
I
have because I'm with a label called Monster Music based out in Atlanta now, and I have a production deal with I have a production deal with Hit Squad / Rock Nation in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't know if you knew it, but Hit Squad did a production partnership with Rock Nation.
Okay.
Because that's the two companies I'm signed to. You know, I still, the company I was with in Vegas, IKMG, I still love them. They're still family regardless of anything. That's just people, you know.
Right.
And, so, you know, I'm just on to a whole different thing. You know, I'm in movies now and everything. Like.
Okay. Well, what movies, what are you reading for? What have you been reading for since the last time we talked?
Actually, I'm reading for my screenplay. It's a movie called Ghetto Tears. It's with Havoc. You know Havoc from South Central Cartel?
Right. Okay.
Right. So it's his film with Keke Palmer in it. And everything's been working. They've been trying to get this thing posted in pre-production. But you know, with this pandemic stuff, everything came to a halt. They've been working on it for years, way before he even met me or before I came along.
Right.
You know, and you know, I met everybody by ghostwriting for that white girl out there in Vegas.
Okay,
you know?
right.
Yeah, you know, and people get big headed, you know, I guess Stevie J had scooped her up and she thought she was gonna be on Love and Hip Hop and you see how that went.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
Yeah, you're right. So that's how I ended up meeting with all these people and then I did a movie called Disconnected. It's a comedy, and that's it was in the movie theaters all over Illinois because it's an independent film, but it's really, really good. It sold out the Chicago Tribune, the newspaper wrote about it and everything. So it's called Disconnected. You can see that on a streaming network service called KillinTheArtsTV.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's KillinTheArtsTV.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's good. It seems like I see you've been doing a lot and moving around and everything like that there. To bring to the question, I was noticing a lot of your pictures and stuff like that there and everything, and you got these different types of looks and stuff like that. Does that help you in the industry? Is it a gift or a curse, or is it both?
Man, I'm so glad that you said that, because I've been doing music for a while, and that's when I had my distribution deals. You know, I knew some people was listening to me, most people wasn't. And so as soon as I started, you know, I don't do it no more. I know you don't know this, but I used to take little half naked pics, you know, like the little Instagram models be doing. That's what I'm going to call them. And as soon as I did that, it's like everybody started hitting me up. It's like all, even stars, celebrities, like everybody was just trying to be in tune with me. And I just thought that was kind of sad that our generation is like that. Even though, you know, sex do sell, I'm a person that loves sex. I ain't gonna lie, but, you know, just it's not for the world. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
that's right. You gotta have some
type of that gets the attention instead of the music itself. But now people are actually listening to my music itself, and it feels great.
Okay. Well, that's good. Do you have? Are you under management right now? Or?
Yeah, management. Yeah, I have. That's complicated. Kind of want to figure out it, but if for bookings, it's a man named Richie Rich. Yeah, he's actually Freeway's partner. Rick Ross.
Okay.
The real Rick Ross. Yeah, it's his partner, Richie Rich. So that's pretty much management.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about. Shout out to Freeway. He's been on the show a couple of times, and everything. He's doing the real estate thing now. He's buying up real estate, wanting to open up, trying to help people get funded for black owned businesses out there in Atlanta and in LA and stuff like that. Of course, he's got a book and everything. That's one thing that I know me and you we talked about when we met and everything. You was kind of they kind of got mad because you was what the heck I would be. And I was like, no, man, we just chopping it up and shit like that because I'm putting her up on business shit and everything. Did you ever, I know we was talking about taking your music and turning into a book of poetry. Did you ever start that yet?
I kind of vaguely remember that conversation, but that's such a dope idea. I can start that. That is a dope idea because I am a poet.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Everybody is a poet first before it becomes. Once you put it to music, it becomes a song.
Yes.
When you put a melody to it and a hook and this and the other and everything and a downbeat and all of that and a lead and a bass and all that, and it becomes a song.
Yes.
Other than that, when you're sitting there and people don't think so, even the hardest thug in the hood is writing
poetry.
He may not think so.
A lot of artists don't know rap means rhythm and poetry. Like they just say rap. I'm like, hey, do you know what that's for?
Well,
they sleep.
You're right, and I think it's more time of it's like people like ourselves. See, this is why we're having fun in the music industry now, because we knew about the business in the beginning, or people thought we didn't know about the business in the beginning. I had to learn the business in the beginning and in the end. It's because of my size. People were intimidated by me because of my voice and things like that. And because of my stature, who I knew, who I rolled with, people was just intimidated by me. So I had to create my own avenue. Do you catch yourself creating your own avenues in this industry?
Most definitely, because I'm a loner. You know, I even...
Okay.
You know, sometimes I travel alone. It's just emergency, like an emergency performance. You know, that's how I got my record deal. I fly to Florida. You know what I'm saying? But I don't sound like nobody. You know what I'm saying? I have my own cadence, my own flow. Like, definitely in my own lane. You know, not saying that people don't have an influence, because I got some influences. And it's weird because most of my influences is from the West Coast. They're not from Chicago.
Weird. I tell people, you know, I'm from the East. You know, I'm born and raised in Detroit. You know, everything we got was from New York. And everything. When I moved out here, I learned how to grind 24 hours a day. You know, on the East Coast, we got the nerve to close up shop at a certain time. We work a 9-to-5, even when we selling dope, even when we grinding. It's like, I'm going home and everything. I've been out here all night. Out here, because of the weather, you stay out all night. You know what I'm saying? You get that money, you double your money, you flip it, you can get that and go in. Move around and everything like that. I was used to staying in one spot, sticking to my area and everything. I'm like you. I'm a loner myself. I'm an introvert. You know, people, I might show up. And if I do show up, I'm standing in the back. You know what I mean? And people be like, damn, you wasn't there. Yes, I was. I was in the back. I've seen everything. You know what I'm saying? Right. Or I'll come and I'll get the microphone and take over
and go
the show. Like we
That's
do.
Exactly what you did. When you jumped on the mic, I looked like,
huh? Yeah, we took over the show. We took over the show. It was about
incredible.
You. You know what I mean? And everything. And that video is still catching views, you know what I mean, on YouTube. On YouTube. Listen, everybody, if you're just tuning in, we're sitting here talking to my girl, AZ. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up at 657-383-0199. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. The song, I know we was talking about it and everything. You got a song. I know we was dealing with the technical thing this morning. But your song, Sex, tell us about that.
Sex Session actually came about from this man named Eric Gardner. He with the Cult Boys, Bruce Montana and them quick. And he was talking about, you know, he needed him a sex session or something. I said, oh, my God, that's a great idea for a song. And I ended up writing a song called Sex Session. So that's how that song came about.
oh boy. All right. Well, listen, why don't you introduce your song right here on the Wake Your Ass Up Show?
This is Angela Zetanica. You are listening to Unsigned Hype Radio. And this is my song, Sex Session. I hope y'all enjoy it.
I just want your face, you do it the best. We can work it out all night, don't need no rest. Come and put it down, I need it right now. We don't give a fuck, let the neighbors hear the sound. I want to say it's special. Your body is a weapon. I'm the neon dresser. I want to say it's special. Waking me up with the D, I love it. Going so deep in the V, I love it. The way you be going, I keep on coming. Going so deep, I keep on running. Wake the neighbors up, we done did it. About to do this shit again, though. Play around with that joystick, and I ain't talking Nintendo. If you miss that hot light, I be closing that window. Cause since your ass be a minute late, I be losing your info. Hot low, can I go? I won't tell, I just show. Work the dick, grind it slow. Throw it back, you explode. Why we wasting time? You know I want it, you want it at a drop of a dime. I hop on it, don't stop on it. This should be a crime. Boy, you got me tied. You got me dignitized. But we still cutting ties. You got this pussy on command. I really think
You don't even understand now. We just fucking. You not even my man. How you catching feelings? Black on the tag. Woo, woo. Me and them trying to do it all for me. You should wear the lingerie. You acting like a girl in it. I just changed your world with it. With the way I twirl my hips and wake you up for early dick. Now I got you feeling for it. Well, I ain't mean to do that shit. Hit you with emoji sex, emoji cat, emoji wet eggplant, emoji smiley face with the tongue out. You better come, my nigga, that's dead. I don't want no relationship. If you want some fun, I'm your best bet. Stand firm, I'ma arch my back. You gon' throw that dick, I'ma catch that.
You do it the best. We can work it out all night. Don't need no rest. Come and put it down. I need it right now. We don't give a fuck. Let the neighbors hear the sound.
Wow, it's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. That's my girl, AZ. Y'all hit us up, 657-383-0199. You want to talk to her. Man, y'all better show her a lot of love on this one. That's what I'm talking about. I like that song. I like that. I like that one right there. It wasn't too edgy. It was right on the edge. You know what I mean? And stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to play that song because I wanted people to get to know you, and then I wanted the people to see. So on this interview, they got to know two sides of you. They got to find out about, you know, the artist and her, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And then they get to find out the side of you, you know, your musical side, you know what I'm saying. I believe that every artist should have, you know, two sides. It's two sides to the coin, you know what I'm saying, and everything. I honestly think that your music makes people stop and pay attention.
I appreciate, you know what I mean? That. Thank you so much.
So, you know, so, and everything, if they stop and pay attention. Yeah, they see the pictures, but if you play the music without the pictures, it'll make them ask, well, who was that? You know what I'm saying? And everything. We like that song. So listen, guys, if y'all just tuning in right now, we are sitting here talking to my girl, Azazla Zectanica. You know what I'm saying? 657-383. Say it again. What'd you say?
I said you said it right.
Okay, all right then, good. Cause you know me. She know me. She done been on stage with me. I done fucked up names and shit like that. She'd be like, "Fat man, that ain't that motherfucker's name." I'd be like, "Shit, okay." She be like, "Yeah, she takes the mic." Yeah, cause he'll fuck up somebody's name in a minute. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Y'all hit us up at 657-383-0199, 657-0199. Listen, sweetie, tell everybody where they can find your music at, how can they get in touch with you?
You guys can find me at all streaming services. I give you my basics, which is my Instagram. That's at Azazla, A-Z-A-Z-L-A. You can listen to my music on Tidal, Apple Music, Google Play, whatever streaming service that you have. But the song with Juvenile, that's only on Spotify. I have a song with Juvenile called Pay the Price. So that's on Spotify and Pandora Radio.
Okay.
So those are
okay.
The only two outlets that song is on right now.
And what we're gonna break that song every morning. So everybody that's out there listening, we will be breaking that song by Azazla and Juvenile. Because I wanted to play it today, but, you know, like I said, you know, the devil wanted to sit by me and tried to mess with my day today. So we got we got the one song that I wanted to get across because I wanted people to see your versatility in that song and everything, and of course along with the interview, which that's the point that we got across today. This was a wonderful interview. You guys make sure that you support this girl. Make sure that you follow her on IG, follow her on Facebook, follow her on Twitter, follow her on all her social media platforms. Make sure you add her to your playlist. I'm telling y'all, you need to add this to your playlist of things like that, so when you are out and everything, she's just as good as Megan Thee Stallion and all them and everything and stuff like that there. So, you know, y'all make sure y'all add her to y'all playlist and support her, because we support her to the fullest right here on the Wake Yo Ass Up Morning Show. Sweetie, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
Yes, you know, thank you so much for having me. You have been a great influence on my career and on my journey. You're just a very supportive, kind-hearted person, and man, you're just amazing. That's all I can say. And,
well,
and shout out to all the producers I work with on this radio station, you know, on this, my journey to even be on the radio station in the first place, and my label, Monster Music.
Shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Once again, y'all make sure y'all support her and make sure y'all stand by her. Download her music, add her to your playlist, your Spotify list, your Pandora list, and everything. She's on every platform, all right? Y'all make sure y'all add her, Zazla, Zaytanica. Y'all give it up, show her some love again, please. Yes. So listen, we're going to be right back. Shout out to my man Benny Holmes out there, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to my girl Azazla for coming on the show. We loved having her on the show. I'm going to make sure that we make sure to get the music in rotation starting on Monday. But listen, 657-383-0199. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? Man, it was a great show this morning. You know what I'm saying? I was looking forward to that interview. You know what I mean? But listen, we're going to play this song, you know what I'm saying, while y'all probably roll something up or this, that, and the other. You know what I mean? This is what I'm talking about. We played Azazla. Now I'm going to play Megan Thee Stallion and all them other chicks. You know what I'm saying? Freak Nasty right here on Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
I'm running through your nigga house like a Tomb Raider. You got a pass around, nigga, he a hot potato. I told him, eat it or get out, that's your ultimatum. But stop licking my pussy hard, that shit aggravating. He ain't mine, I just let him eat me out from time to time. Call it pussy booty tang, cause I got the runny kind. He can't compare me to none of these bitches. I got that Beyonce, that dream girl, that list. Freak, freak, freak nasty. Go a couple of rounds, see that dick up in the casket. I ain't wanna take the nigga from you as you passing. You know I ain't come, boy, if you had to ask me. Freak, freak, freak nasty. Dick on my hand, then I put it to the pants. I'm playing with that cock and make that motherfucker bam. And I walk and I talk like a pimp, cause I am. Tell that boo front say, tell my pussy hey, huh? Fancy pop, Amy heading up a race. Throw me Daniel's head from the head of state. Hey, say, truly me, make it clap on this face. Hey, freak. Freak, freak nasty. Ain't gon' get no pussy, but he hoping that he do. Walking all over the niggas, so he buy me all my shoes. Quick, calling him a trick if he only buy your food. Hey, freak, freak, freak nasty. Ice on my neck, let it drip down my chest. Looking at this motherfucking money, make me wet. Rich bitch, pussy only come for a check. My contact looks like the yellow pages. I do not say these niggas' names, I remember faces. And I ain't fucked you in a minute, why you still claim me? But if he ever hit this pussy, he gon' still stop me. And if you got a new bitch, why you still calling? And I look better than that hoe, that's why she made you block me. I like to show off for them haters talking bad about me. Trying hard to find a car, but you still watching. Hey, freak nasty motherfucker. Kiss with the tongue, I don't wanna fuck nigga if he ain't hung. He a lot of fun if he eat at night one. If he got a lot of funds, I'ma hit it like, money make me come. Tryna give me some. Looking at these numbers on my checks like, Versace hot it, Creole mommy, She gon' fucking run, but the Sally get it up. Free, nasty. Go a couple of rounds, get that dick up in the casket. I ain't wanna take the nigga from you, it just happened. You know I ain't come, boy, if you had to ask me. Freak, nasty. Lick on my hand, then I put it in his pants. Just playing with that cock and make that motherfucker bam. Then I walk and I talk like a pimp, cause I am. Hey, pussy wet, diamonds on my neck. I'm a hot girl, so I make these niggas sweat. If you fucking with me, then you fucking with the best. If you say he a dog, I'ma treat him like a pet. Jimmy John neck, told him give it to me quick. Who can love you like me, but nobody can't sweat. Bitch pussy, I can take you out of debt. Bitch pussy, only come for a check. Freak, nasty. Go a couple of rounds, put that dick up in the casket. Freak, nasty. Ooh.
Deep, I keep on running. Wake the neighbors up, we done did it. About to do this shit again, Dell. Play around with that joystick, and I ain't talking Nintendo. If you miss that hot light, I be closing that window. Cause since your ass be a minute late, I be losing your info. Hot low, can I go? I won't tell, I just show. Work the dick, grind it slow. Throw it back, you explode. Why we wasting time? You know I want it, you want it at a drop of a dime. I hop on it, don't stop on it. This should be a crime. Boy, you got me tied. You got me dignitized. But we still cutting ties.
Listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show.
Close my drip up daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways because I'm falling.
Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast. The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
You are
You are listening to Unsigned Hype Radio, aka the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, with your host, Fat Man West Coast, live from downtown Las Vegas.
Listen, man. I hope y'all enjoyed the show, man. Big shout out to my girl, Zazla's and Tanika, you know what I'm saying, for coming in here and kicking it with us, you know what I'm saying. Y'all make sure y'all follow her on all her social media. Make sure, you guys, protest, but stay safe. You know what I'm saying? No justice, no peace. Yes. For George Floyd, no justice, no peace. I can't breathe. You are definitely right. But stay safe, people. Don't be out there fighting the police or anything like that. Enjoy the day. It's a beautiful day out. Triple digits out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 9:20 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It is time for us to say good morning, good evening, goodbye, and farewell. Until Monday morning, y'all. Love, peace, and hair grease. Take care of everybody. Love one. Love yourself first. You know what I'm saying? And be good. Okay? All right, y'all.
My blessing. I'm worth too much money, ain't no talking, get the stampin'.
And I'm around drama, man. And they drama. They don't want smoke with me.
Smoke.
They know how I'm coming.
Go.
I'm geeking and tripping. I try to fit time in front of my timing.
Time
I said it every time I smoke because I roll like the onion. Diamonds make them sneeze, so I bless them.
Bless.
Once I get them things, then I stretch them. They forgot that we the ones apply the pressure.
Yeah.
I can see no when they folding under pressure.
Yeah.
Eyes wide, get up in that Tesla.
Eyes wide.
No side, we apply that pressure.
No
that's the wise guy, and you've been untested.
Got
some birds fly, bird keep a turd, keep a turd.
I had to do it for this.
Oh Lord, listen, another one.
Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
I go where I want, good,
good.
Play if you want, it's do it.
Huh.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah.
Drug Lord Griselda. I used to move weight through Delta. So stay in your place, cause I don't wanna put you in a shelter. I'm cooking up in the kitchen. You could be my little helper. Go to the table and ask them, do they want the flat or the seltzer? I go where I want, I'm good. My niggas will get them goods. So come off the chain and come off the watch. You gotta respect the jugs. Queen sleazy era, and they never see me ever. Cause I send my shooters and they introduce us as soon as I pull the lever. I say choke me, he do it. Every time that we do it. Nigga packing like Hewlett. I told him, damn nigga, Hewlett. On that D-gun was stupid. Got my ass shot some Cupid. You could just ask Ken. He be like, oh, I do it.
Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
I go where I want, good,
good.
Play if you want, it's do it.
Huh.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The first nigga play, I'ma body a nigga.
Uh-huh.
I just check my balance, I probably pull up to your hood and come buy me a nigga.
No cap.
You know that your hoe told you that nigga crazy. Don't think that she lied to your nigga.
Bitch,
get caught with your hoe when I'm popping them both. Now they hot just like Bobby and Whitney.
Uh-huh.
Say I'm the GOAT, act like I don't know. But fuck it, I'm obviously winning. Don't make me go hit the bank. And take out 100 to show you our pockets is different.
Uh-huh.
I'm out with your bitch and I only want knowledge. She got a little mileage, I'm chilling.
Uh-huh.
You disrespect me and I beat your ass up all in front of your partners and children.
Uh-huh.
I'm the type to let niggas think that I'm broke until I pop out with a million.